Okay, we are on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. And we are towards the bottom of the Amud. We are 2, 4, 6, about 7 lines in the bottom. We were speaking about Zugais. And we mentioned yesterday on Daf Kuf Yud that Chazal were concerned about Zugais. Everyone agrees that when you eat things in pairs, drink things in pairs, do things in pairs, then, as we mentioned, the Shem Rabbein Abachye, the Shla, and others, that too is a stira to Achtus, and if a person certainly intentionally engages in things of a double nature, then that is able to evoke Mazikin, and at times Kishuv, and so on, and therefore there was room for concern. Some said even 4, some said even 6, some said even 8. We mention now, towards the end of this sugya of Zugais, the following. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Trei Kama Taka V'Chada Taka Mitzdarfi. So if a person has 2 drinks before the table, so to speak, meaning before the meal, so they were drinking it in somewhat of a Derech Arai type of form, and then they have another glass, ataka, when the table has been brought. We know that they would eat at small tables and the table would be removed. Akiras HaShulchan, they would bring the table, remove the table. So if you have 2 drinks, 2 glasses of wine, kamataka, before the table is there, and 1 when the table is brought, so being that the table is brought and the drinking at the table is much more kavua and much more significant, then mitzarefi, that is mitzarefit, and that makes it that now there's 3 glasses, and therefore there's no problem of zugis. Whereas, chad mikamitaka, you had 1 glass of wine before the table was brought. The tray ataka, and then you have 2 once the table has been brought, so the 2 which you're having now is of a qualitatively different nature, in which case, loy mitzarefinen. So it doesn't join to that which you did prior. As we said before, we mentioned yesterday, that if it's more significant, more chamor, then it's able to join. Like we said, if you have two glasses of beer and then a glass of wine, because wine is more important, it's able to neutralize the zugais, to take it from 2 to 3. So over here, if you had 1 before the table was brought and 2 afterwards, then lo mitzarefina, that's what the Gemara says. So Maski Vala Rav Mishaishya Otu Anon Latkuni Taka Kobein and Latkuni Gavra Kobein and Vigavra Kamiskin Vikoye. Meaning, why do we care? Why is significance being placed on the table? At the end of the day, it's the fellow who's drinking the glasses of wine and Mali if the table is there, if the table is not there. The Kuli Alma Trey Ataka Vachadla Bosataka Lemit Starfinan. If a person has 2 at the table and then 1 after the table, leimit starfinen, kiahu ma'ase the rabba banachmani. Like the ma'ase with rabba banachmani, Rashi says the atzrachinu la duri taki kamei. Meaning there was a fellow who got himself involved in the problem of zugais, and rabba banachmani said, bring the table back in order to. Meaning it's going to be insufficient for the fellow to merely drink a 3rd glass. He needs to drink a 3rd glass whilst the table is there, and then they're all on the same level, and that will be the way to neutralize the effects of the zugais. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol hamozug mitzdarif. Anything which is diluted. Let's look at the Rashbam actually. This one, kol hamozug, he says, im shose yain mozug. Person drinks diluted wine. And then he afterwards drinks another diluted drink. Another diluted drink teams up, joins up with the diluted wine, and it's mitzarif, vein la ra, to create the problem of zugais, vein la teva, to remove the problem of zugais, the kim, the tevai, mizuginenu, kimin echad chashivu mitzarifi. So it's considered to be of 1 min, and therefore mitzdarif. So mozug joins up with mozug in order to neutralize the effects of zugais. Chutz min amayim. The exception being mayim. So Rashi says, chutz min mayim mezugim. meaning kegoyin kriir v'chamimim v'chamimim bekriir. Let's say you have hot water and you mix it with cold water. Cold water you mix it with hot water, and then you try, and then you've had one glass of diluted wine, and then you have, quote, a diluted glass of water, meaning with hot and cold mixed together. That's not considered to be a mixed drink, that it teams up with diluted wine, and that's not going to be able to do anything. Even if you have hot water mixed with cold water, that's also considered to be a mixed drink. And therefore, it's mitzdarif with mixed wine and so on. Bein l'ra, bein l'teva. It's only hot to cold, cold into hot. But if it's hot water into hot water, and it's cold water into cold water, that is not considered to be a dilution at all, and therefore it's not going to be mitzdarif, bein l'tav, bein l'mutav. Good. Now we move on to, so that's kind of the end of the thing of zugais. And as we mentioned yesterday, B'Shem Tosfos in Yuma and others, nowadays we are makel in a lot of these things. We're makel in Gilui nowadays, we're makel in Zugais. We're not so concerned about Mazikin Bizman Hazep. The Gemara now is going to go on to lots of other things which are considered to be dangerous. And there is a big, big discussion. I mean, you know, if you look in the Sefer Shmiras Haguf V'Hanefesh, so he's malakit all of the things which Chazal spoke about, which are dangerous, things which have to do with food, and things which have to do with when you build a house, and all different types of things. And there are great differences amongst the Peskim and amongst the Mekubalim and different Minhagim, as to whether or not we do have to be choshish, we don't have to be choshish. On the one hand, we know Chamira Sakanta Misura. On the other hand, a lot of these things, if not most of them, are not recorded in Shulchan Aruch. Needless to say, you know, the Rambam doesn't really bring any of these things down at all. There's one thing which we'll see the Rambam does quote, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon HaRambam curiously, and it's there that the Gaon has his famous Hasaga on the Rambam, but the Rambam doesn't bring these things, and therefore there's also going to be a lot of differences between Lechatchilas and Bidiavets. Lechatchila, it's kedai to be choshish for it. But Bidiavet, if you already did it, then we might see Shem Rapsayim Hashem, and you don't need to kind of, if you closed up a wall in your house where there used to be an entrance, and you made a wall, so officially now there's no place for the shade to escape. So do you need to go ahead and make a hole, chatchila, bidyavet, sleeping on things, and so on? We'll see also the Shvos Yaakov, Gra, lots of differences between lechatchilas and bidyavets. And there's also an interesting klal which he quotes over here, which is good to know. we're going to mention over here in this sugya about not allowing one woman to walk between two men, or a man to walk between two women, and so on. Big discussion: is it only if the women are stationary? Is it, what if they're moving? Is that okay? Do we say bisman is there when, you know, maybe it was only in former times when women were not out in the street, but nowadays when they're out in the street as much, if not more, then maybe it doesn't apply, and so on. He quotes over here that Rabbi Elia Lapian was very medactic, not to walk between two women, even when you walk on the street. And he says over here that at times when there were young girls playing on the street, so Rabbi Elia would signal to them with his makel, you know, to move aside. But he quotes over here from Rabbi Shalom Shvadron, who says that he heard from Rabbi Elia Lapian, a ma'isa with Rav Simcha Zissel Mikelem, who was walking between Shtei Naris. He walked between a couple of girls, no problem. And he told his son-in-law an important klal: Shebechol ha'inyanim hasguliyim shematzino bechazal, tzarech ledakdek rak kifi shekosev bilshoinam v'lo yoyser. O'ma'achar bilshoin chazal ne'amar noshim ein lachshish ele b'noshim v'le b'naris. Meaning, havu d'leleisif. You know, we don't need to add any more. I mean, we're going to see over here a bit about walking between two palm trees. That's also considered to be damei b'roshay, and a terrible thing. He brings over here in the sefer Birur Halacha, with the Chazon Ish that he says on the way to the Chazon Ish's house, there were palm trees on either side, and they asked the Chazon Ish, why is he not Cheshish for that, which the Gemara says in Psachim, you're not supposed to walk between two palm trees. And he says, Shebedvarim askuliyim amuskarim begemara im ein kabbalah minik lahakpid leimakpidin. So we have either from Simcha Zissel that dayenu, not, you know, to do that exactly what it says, but no more, or the Chazon Ish says these things you need a kabbalah mesera in order to be machmeh for. And again, we don't know. Like it's clear. I mean, the Chafetz Chaim already said that there will not be any more dibukim other than the one b'dayroi. So it seems to be that these things were constantly changing. We don't know exactly Matzias Bizman Chazal, but certainly with Dvarim Skuliyim, either we say, you know, to add any more, Chazon Ish need to have a Kabbalah to be Mach. So let's see. Amrish Lakish, Arba Dvarim, Al Yisli San, Damoy Bereishim Eschai Benafshe. Four things, if you do these things, number one, you are to blame, you are responsible, and number two, to the extent that you have kind of brought about your own demise, so then you are going to be Meschai Benafshe, so to speak. Ve'elohen ha'nifne ben dakla koysel. Someone who relieves himself between, in a small area between a palm tree and a wall. And we're going to explain all these things in a minute. Ve'eva ben shnei dekalim, if you pass between two dekalim, ashrei samayim she'ulim, if you drink borrowed water. Ve'eva ha'mayim shpuchim, and if you pass over spilt water. Ve'afilu shofachte ishtei b'fanayim, and if your wife spills it out in front of you, then there are forces of evil which seem to hover over these over this, and it's going to be a problem. So Gemara explains, and if it be dekalakaisa leyamarn ella adelesli arba amis, meaning if it's in a small narrow place and there's no area for the mazik to get by, so then if you go into this small little area, you're going into a place where the shade and the mazik is. But if there's at least four amis between the dekel and the koisel, less lambo, then there is no problem. So too, if the mazik has another way of going, so then it's also not a problem. There's no problem. So too, if you pass between two dekalim, le'amarn ella, deloy paskinu. It's only if there isn't the Rosh Hasharabim between these two trees. But if there's Rosh Hasharabim, it's fine. Meaning they're not able to be masik in the Rosh Hasharabim area. So too we said, if a person drinks borrowed water, what does that mean? You can never borrow a bottle of water and drink. So we say, it's only if a child was the one who borrowed the water. Number one, I've got a less bar. If the gadol borrows it, it's fine. It's only if it was borrowed in the field where there isn't so much mayim to drink, and therefore maybe the mazik is thirsty and wants to have a sip. And it's fascinating, you know, to see a little bit into the insight of the minds of the mazikin and the shadim. Like, when you get to a gemara where the gemara says that, you know, one shade warns its son, be careful. You know, don't frequent this particular tree, because this was the tree which killed your father, and will kill that fellow. And the Mefarshim say, you know, that the shade is speaking Meloshin Saginar. It doesn't want to be in the cow, its own child. So, you see, like, that's just so interesting to see, kind of, in the minds of these Mazikin and so on. So we said, if a child borrows it, and it's in the field, it's a problem. Where it's le shchichi, avabir the shchichi less lamba. But if there's plenty of water to drink in the city, it's not a problem. Afir besad enami le amarin ella b'maya. That's only with mayim. Aval chamra v'shichra less lamba. But if it is wine and beer and the like, it's not a problem. We said loiver al mayim shvuchim. If a person passes by mayim shvuchim, also mischayib ben avshei le amarin ella de le afsekinu ba'afra. So it's only in a case where you didn't sprinkle afar into this mayim shvuchim, or you didn't spit into it. If you either sprinkled afar or you spit into it, less than that, no problem. It's also only problematic if the sun has yet to shine on this spilled water. And 60 steps have not passed over this mayim shvuchim. But if either the sun shone down on this spilt water, or 60 steps have passed over it, it's also not a problem. It's also only problematic if you are not riding on a donkey and you're not wearing shoes. But if you're riding a donkey, and so too if you're wearing shoes, less lanbot, it's also not a problem, says the Gemara. And we've seen this before a few times. We said that the ability of kishuv is a stronger, more potent, more lethal, more dangerous concern than mazikin. In places where mazikin are limited, kishuv is stronger. We know we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Amr Biechen and Lama Nikrishma Kshafim, because it's Kaifa Pamal Yishalmala, unless a person is a person like Reb Chanina Ben Deisa, the Nafish Zachvase, who's got a lot of Zchuyais, but otherwise it's able to go, and it's got real power. So we see, yeah, but if it's Kishuv is a different story. Like the Gemara says, Kahu Gavra, and the Rachiv Chamra Vasai Masani, he was riding on a donkey, he was wearing shoes. Nevertheless, the Gomud Misane Vitzavu Kare, like his shoes shrunk, and then his feet also kind of dried out. So, if there's a concern of Kishov, that is a different story. Just to mention, we mentioned over here, like the Achronim ask Akasha, why is it that these four things are not brought in Shulchan Aruch? No one seems to argue on it. Shulchan Aruch is mashmet these things. And we're going to see also other things about walking between women and so on. So we mentioned over here, so some say, just like the Rishonim said, that we're not concerned for Zugais Bizman Hazeh, because we're not concerned about the Mazikin Bizman Hazeh. So to all these things, which also have to do with Mazikin, we're also not going to be concerned. He quotes over here Trumas Hadeshin in Reish Yud Aleph, who says, She'ein anun is harim ikama dvarim she'iz hira aleim chachamim machmes chashash sakana v'shem shemer p'sayim Hashem. And once, as the Gemara says, came in the doshu by rabim shemer p'sayim Hashem, once it's become the norm, people do it, then we're allowed to perpetuate that, because Shemer P'seim Hashem. With that said, you do it as quote over here, Ali Rab, or Pri Chodesh, Shochna Harav, or Kivager, certain things they do, they are concerned, as we mentioned, some say it's the type of thing which you need to have a Masera for. And then we mentioned this thing of the Chazon Ish, that he wasn't makpid about the Dekalim. So let's see the next thing which speaks about walking. Says the Gemara Baita, Tanabana Shleisha Ein Mimatsin V'Lei Mismatsin. About three things we're going to say that you shouldn't allow the thing to go between two men, and so to Lei Mismatsin, one man should not go between these three things. Ve'elu Hen Hakelev V'Hadekel V'Ha'isha V'Yishemim Afachazir V'Yishemim Afanachash. So these things, one man should not walk between two dogs, two dekalim, and two women, and some say two chazirim and two nechashim, and so too, one of these things should not walk between two men. Besides the difficulty in understanding these things, it's also difficult when women say, you know, we are lumped together with klavim, chazirim, nechashim, and the like, and it's something which obviously needs a hesber. Says the Gemara, Maitakante. So what should one do if one did this? So Amra Papa, Niftach Bekel V'Nafsik Bekel. So a person should begin a pasuk which begins with kale, and they should end off with a pasuk which ends off with kale. We know that kale is the shame of Chesed Kel Kol Hayom, And therefore, it seems to be that these things kind of evoke mazikin, so a person needs more chesed and rachmei shamayim. So one should say, as they quote over here, the Mishnah say, one should say, kel moitziyami mitzrayim kaseyafis re'im loy, and so that begins with kel, and then ki loy nachash b'yakov le'kesem b'yisrael, ka'eis ye omer le'yakov le'yisrael ma po'al kel. So you say a pasuk which begins with kel, and obviously you need to be able to remember these psukim to say it, and that's what you should say. You should say, inami niftach beloy v'nafsik beloy. Or you say a pasuk again from Pashas Vilam, which begins with loy and ends with loy. What is that? You should say, loy ish kel v'chazei v'ven adam v'yisnecha mahu omar v'leyasa v'diber v'loy kimenu. So you kind of start off with, no, you're not, you know, leiki ish kelvi chazev, maybe somehow implying that the inability of these things to have any shlita on the person. Hanu beitrei the matzalehu isha nida. There were two people that a woman benida, she passed in between these two men. So the Gemara says the following, im tchilas nidasehi, if the woman is at the beginning of her cycle and she's actually menstruating and she's at the beginning, her egg is echad meham, she has the ability to kill one of the two. Im seif nidasehi, so already the effects of her tumor are starting to ebb away, mariva yisabeinem, she at least will be successful in causing a split. We know nida is miloshen na v'nod, that she's maruchakas and she'll cause some type of a period and a split between these two men. And so by tzakanzei niftach bekel v'nafsik bekel, so too you should say these psukim which begin and end with kel. Quotes over here from Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonnenfeld in a tshuva, who says shehaisenemer ba'ivra bein shtei nashim oimdais oibeisha haiveres bein shnei gvarim oimdim. I mean, the musig of mitzua is to the two men are stationary and the woman passes by, or the women are stationary and the man passes by. Avalavra bein shtei nashim mahalchais ein iser. So this already would help even for those who would like to be machmir. If you're walking on a street and everyone's walking back and forth and so on, when it's, you know, almost impossible to be nizhar from these types of things. So it says that Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld, that would be okay. He quotes others who say, Misha e miskaven lavra ben shtei nashim rak oisekin derech hiluchai, also ein chashash, even if they are oindois, ki shem re pesayim Hashem, befrat ata ayoris gedeles yafshali zar bezer klau. So you see that the poskim say nowadays, I think they say a similar thing, I think it's Reb Shlomo Zalman, who says, you know, the Gemara in Kiddushin, which says that a person should not walk behind a woman. And the Gemara says, you know, achrei ariv ale achrei isha. And the Sfarim say even a man who's blind shouldn't walk behind a woman. So it's not only, I mean, Pashup Shat, we shouldn't say it's because of a hero, but it seems to be that there's other inyanim associated. I think it's Shlomo Zalman who says, nowadays, parts merub al oimed, it's not shaykh to be nizir from either walking down the street, you know, malei einav, walking down Malfi Yisrael, it's not shayach. So there are mekilim. Says over here, where was it? The Goin, the Goin Kolal Yo, says Esther invited Haman to the Suda. What was Pshat? He says Achat. He says the reason why Esther invited Haman to the Suda together with Achashverosh is kedei shetuchal lehismatzei bein shneihem. She wanted to kind of be between the two, because it says on the pasuk of atischal chal hamalka ma'oid she appears to nida. So Esther was hoping it's the beginning of my nidus, and I've got these two rishoyim, and between the two of them together, they're making this gzeira. So ala b'daita lahazmin es haman lesuda biyachnim achishverish shetuchal lehismatzei beinayim ba'oz. So says the Gaon, based on this Gemara. Also, the Achrenim say that the Isser, again, if someone wants to be Machmer, and there are two women, and they're stationary on the street, and you want to walk, so the Isser walking Beinehem is Dafka if they are within Dalad Abbas. Say again? So I think the question is, what about if women are sitting down? And that's a very relevant question. You know, you want to go on a bus, and or on a subway, whatever it is, you want to on a plane. So I think Rav Moshe says, I think they say that it's not the Isser does not apply. It's only if, you know, you're traversing, you're kind of walking in between and so on, not sitting. Sitting is more an issue of chashash negiyah, you know, chashash hirhur, and so on. And certainly, you know, by the Litvishes, you know, me'ikra din, it's makobol that it's mutter to do. Many chassidim are more machmer on it and so on. Obviously, it's the type of thing which one needs to balance, being mevayish someone, one's own hirhurim, and chashash negiyah.
It applies to goyim as well.
I'm sorry?
You see from the goyim, it applies to goyim.
Yeah, which is very interesting, because they do ask that question as to whether or not it does.
You see from
the guy, and you see clearly that it does. I did see that they asked that, and I think it's the Masham, maybe. Yeah, he brings over here. The Masham was asked this question. Im mutter labra bin shtei nashim nachriyos, the heishiv she'eini yodei lahachriya b'davar. And he says, in such a case, you should say the psukim which begin and end with loy. He brings some others who say that it definitely does apply by goyim. Rabbi Tatz is pointing out from the Meister, from the goyim, you see clearly that that it does apply. Say again. Right. If a non-Jewish woman, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what's your question? Well, the question is, you know, the musig of a woman who's a nida really only applies by us, not by them. The Gemara does say that they were goyzer nashka or nashgaz midrabanin on nachriyos. Again, the Salmas Chaim, Rav Chaim Zonneveld, was asked, heich anun is harim shloi tavar isha bin shnei anashim. You know what's going on. We should kind of, you know, tell the women to move aside. And he says, it's literally when she's properly menstruating and there's a flow. And therefore, he says, if we can rely on Roiv, that the majority of the time she is not actually seeing, and that would be a way out. Fine. So Al-Kaponim, we said those were the 3/5 things that we said. If that happens, you begin and end with the pasuk of Kel in Parshas Bilam, or you begin and end with the pasuk of Loi. Like we said, good. So then we said, so there were two women, and they were sitting at a crossroads. So they were on either side of the crossroads, and they were facing each other. So very kind of conspicuous that they were trying to do something to this poor chap who was walking down the crossroads. So they were trying to ensnare and trap this guy. Vaday b'kshafim askinan. These women are up to no good, and they are up to sorcery and witchcraft. So maita kantes, ikadir hachrina lezelba. If there's another way to go, then run a mile. Don't go down that path. Ikadir hachrina. And this is the source of this. If there's someone else with you, you hold your friend's hand and you walk hand in hand, and this way you've got your, each of you has a man on one side, And that is the way to do it. Ve'ilaka inish achrina. And if there's no other man with you, ne'imach, you should say igras, ozlas, asya, belusya, which is the names of four shadim. Say, you four shadim, miskatla b'cheik kaval, meaning you have been killed by arrows, and, you know, are not scared, and so on, and this is what you should do. Others speak about holding a chayfet shal mitzvah, some speak about holding a siddur, some say if you don't have anything, hold your payas. Others say, no, it's irrelevant. I mean, I would say nowadays, if you'd see this, I would just say run them over. That would be what I would add into it, bizman azet. If someone chances upon a woman when she leaves the mikvah for tefillas mitzvah, so iu kadim mishamesh after leila didei ruach znunim. So if the fellow who chanced upon the woman has tashmish before she does, so then a ruach of znus will envelop the person. I kadma umishamsha achta la ledida ruach znunim. So then she will be enveloped with the ruach of znus. And they ask a question: How could Rabbi Yochanan go and stand close by the bathhouse in order to cause the women to think good thoughts and have tamid chachamim and so on? Is it because it was done for a particular reason? Sech mitzvah maybe. Says the Gemara, Maita Kante. So what should you do in order to be nitzel from this? Lemaachi, you should say Shefech buz al nadivim v'yasim v'tayu le darich. Hashem pours scorn on these princes and causes them to go astray. Not quite sure exactly why, how and what that's the remedy, but that is the remedy. I think the Shach says that there's another pasuk which perhaps you should say. Good. Amr b'yitzchak ma'idich siv gam ki'elach b'geitz al mavis le'ira ra ki'ato imadi. What is that a reference to? Walk in the valley of Tzalmovis, the shadow of death. So I'm not fearful. So zeh hayashin betzel dekel yichidi. So the Gemara is going to be speaking about now dangerous types of shade. So the Tzalmovis, the Tzalmovis is zeh hayashin betzel dekel yichidi. If you have one palm tree, its shade is considered to be dangerous. That is considered to be a sakana, ubetzel levana. And so too in the shadow, as opposed to the light, of the levana. Meaning if you have the opportunity of sleeping in a place where the moonlight is visible, as opposed to, let's say, by a wall, where, you know, you're kind of under the shade of the wall, and you don't see the moonlight, well, that is considered to be Tzalmovis. That is Gate Tzalmovis. It's only if there isn't the shade of another palm tree which kind of overlaps where you are. If you have a second shade there, as in the English shade, if there's a second shade there, then it is fine. Then it's fine. Frag the Gemara, if a person, here we speak about a chatzah specifically, if a person sleeps in the shade of a single palm tree in your courtyard, and so too if a person sleeps in the shade of the moonlight, not in the moonlight, but in the shade of, Dami Bereshe. So there, you are to blame for your own sakana. So, what's the case? If the case is that there's no other palm tree which is producing shade, so then, so why doubt if you're in your chatzar? We said even if you're out in the field, if it's a one single palm tree, it's a problem. Afilu b'sadanami. So it must be that if it's in your courtyard, even if there is fell shade which is produced from another palm tree, it's still a problem. And the Mephashim say because the assumption is that it's more squashed And if you're in a place where the area is squashed and tight, then it's more prone to mazikin. Ubitzila shalavana le'amaran, that which we said that it's dangerous to be lying down in the shadow, not in direct moonlight. Ela b'maravitz, only to the west, to the shadow which is produced to the west of a wall. But at the beginning of the month, where aval b'medin chasa, meaning the eastern side, then less lanvah, that is okay. Says the Gemara, hai man demipnei agirda dedikla. So if a person relieves himself on the stump of a palm tree, achta leila didei ruach palga, so this person will be gripped with a ruach known as palga, which some say causes paralysis. Vahai mana dematzei reishe agirda dedikla, someone who kind of leans his head on a stump, achtalei ruach tzrada. So the ruach known as tzrada, which causes pain in one's head, will grip him. Ayman depasse adikla, someone who steps over, who leaps over stumps of palm trees. So e mikdal katal viyakya miyakro mais. So if the way that this palm tree was cut down was just chopped, so then this person will be killed. He'll be nerag. Iyaka, and if it was uprooted, then this fellow will also be nerakar. He'll be uprooted. Whatever that means, he will be uprooted and he will die. And we say that this is only in a situation where he doesn't actually step on the palm tree, on the stump. Avomanach kari ilave leslanbo. But if he steps on the actual palm tree, that is okay. Good. Hamisha tulei havi. There are five different types of shades, as in S-H-A-D-E, which are dangerous. Tula didikla yechida, as we mentioned, the shade which is produced from a single palm tree. Tula dekanda, tula dekanda, and tula deparcha. These are different types of tzlaf. Tula de zaradata, type of tree, eitz uzradin. Ikdami af tula de arba, the shade which is produced from a ship. So if you are in the shade, so if a ship is docked and you're resting in its shade, that's also a problem. But tula de aravta, and the shade of an arava, of a willow. Klala de milsa, kol de navish anfei kashitule. Trees which have a lot of shade, a lot of branches, and their shade is bad and damaging and dangerous. Called kashi silve, and trees that their wood is kasha, which some say it means because they've got lots of thorns. Also kashi tule, then its shade is also dangerous. Labar mi kru masha. The exception being with a type of tree called krumasha, abogav dekashi silve, even though its eitz is kasha, it's got thorns and so on. Nevertheless, le kashi tuli, its shade is not harmful. The amrila shida debra, like one mother shade told her son, perchi nafshayich mi krumasha, keep your distance away from this particular tree, meaning, you know, this is not the type of place where us shadim like to hang around. The iuhu de katal avuch, because it killed your father, uktul ledideya, and it will kill him, as we mentioned, beloshin saginar. Amravashi chazin l'Rav Kahana to parish mikule tule. Ravashi said, I saw Rav Kahana that he was very careful to keep his distance from any all shades, from the shade, from all the various trees, sit out in the sun. Okay, now the Gemara speaks about the names of some of these shadim. So, be pirchi, so the shade which frequents the tzlaf trees is called ruchei. De be zaradata, in the Beis Rada, the trees, it is Shidon, it's called Shidon. The Bei Igrei are the ones which are on the rooftops. Rishpei are called Rishpei. Says the Gemara, Maynath Kamina, the names of these Shadim, Likmiya. If a person needs to write a Kamea, an amulet, so then the one writing it needs to know the name of the Shade. Okay, says the Gemara, the Bei Pirchi, so we mentioned there was a particular shade which is found in the Bei Pirchi in this type of tzlach tree. So, Beryesh Ein La'inayim. It's a type of shade, but it doesn't have eyes, it can't see. L'maynaf Gemino, L'gzuzile. If you get cornered by this shade, know that it's not able to see you, and therefore you can run away from it and it won't be able to see you. Zimna Chada, Aviyazel Tzimrabanen Lafnuye. One time there was a Talmud Chacham who went to relieve himself in this particular by the eighth tzlaf, and Shamadaka Asa Ilave, he heard that a shade was coming to get him. So what did he do? Gazalei, off he went, he ran away. Ki Ozla Chavke Ladikla. So when the shade was chasing after him because it wasn't able to see where it was going, it, so to speak, hugged the tree, slammed into a tree. And the tree kind of dried out, and the shade itself burst and then kind of died. Okay, Pircha, the Bei Zeradatus, so the shade in which are found by the Eitzu Zeradin, we said Shidei, they're called Shidin, Shidei. Ha Zeradatus, the Smicha Lamasa, Loi Pachasa Mishitin Shidei. So by the Eitz Uzraden, which are close in close proximity to a city, then there are no less than 60 shadin in those trees. L'maynafkemina l'mechtav le'kemea. The nafkemina will be if a person has been encountered by these shadin and you need to get rid of them. So you're dealing with not just one shade, but 60 of them. Ahu bar kasha. There was a Shaiter Ha'ir, an officer, the Ozo Bekoi Gabi Zeradata Davi Samach Lamasa. So he went and he was kind of watching the city by the Zeradata tree, which was close to the town. Olubei Shitin Shidi Istakin. So they went up to him, they entered his body, they went up to him, 60 Shadim, and caused him a great Sakana. So he needed someone to exorcise these shadim from him. So Asalahu Mirabban, and he went over to one of the Chachamim, the Yada did the Zeradat, the Shitin Shadi, who didn't realize that the Eitz Uzradin, which is in close proximity to the city, has no less than 60 shadim, and therefore when he was writing a Kameah for him, he only wrote a Kameah to get rid of one of the 60 shadim. So, Kosev Le Kameah Lachadashida. So, he only wrote a Kameah for one shade. So, Shamad Talu Chinga Begavei. So, he heard that they hung something on the tree, or they were dancing, the Kamasharach, and they were singing, Sudri Demar Kitzur Mirabonin. Meaning, this guy is supposed to be a Tzurva Mirabonin. His Sudar, right, his head covering is one of a Talmud Chacham. However, B'dikne Bei B'mar D'Leyada Baruch, but we've checked him out, and we see about him that he doesn't even know the Baruch of Oitzer Yisrael B'Sifara. Meaning he doesn't understand, meaning you're wearing the head covering of a Talmud Chacham, but you clearly don't know your stuff, because don't you realize that there's no less than 60 of us in the Uzradin tree, which is close to the city, and you should have written a Kameah to get rid of 60 of us, not one of us. So, Asa, Hum Rabban, and the other Uzradin, the Shit and Shady Havo. Then came along another Tzurv Rabbanan, who was aware that the 60 Shadin, Kasavle Kameah, the Shit and Shady, and therefore he wrote for the fellow, for this officer, a Kameah, to get rid of all 60. And he heard that the Shadim were saying to each other, fellas, get your Kalim, time for us to go and hit another tree. Yeah, party's over. Okay, now the psukim mention various shadim. One of them is called Ketev Meriri. So what exactly is Ketev Meriri? So says the Gemara, Trei Kitvei Havu. There are two Kitvei, two shadim with this name. Chad Mikamei Tiro. One is the one which is found in the morning. Chad Mibasa Tiro. One is in the afternoon. Dimikamei Tiro Ketev Meriri Shmai. The one in the morning is called Ketev Meriri. It frequents inside jugs of kutach, and it kind of looks like it's kind of swirling around like a spoon, which is swirling around in a jug of kutach. That is the ketev meriri of the morning. The basatira, the one in the afternoon, ketev yashud tzaharayim shemayim. That is called the Ketev Yashud Tzaraim, Umirzi Bey Kana the Iza, and it looks like the karnayim of the horns of a goat, the Hadebey Knafya, and it's mistaviv like a sieve. Again, this is the appearance of these of the morning and the afternoon shadim. Abai Adi Shak of Azla, Abai was walking, but Azla Rev Papa, Mimina, Rev Hunabay Dibishua, Mismoila. So Abai is in the distance that Ketev Meriri is coming towards his left. Now, who was on his left? Rav Huna Bredi Bishua. So what did Abai do? Ahadra, Rav Papa L'smoila, Rav Huna Bredi Bishua L'yamina. So he swapped the positions of Rav Huna Bredi Bishua and Rav Papa. So now Rav Papa is going to be in the direct path of Ketev Meriri. Now, Rav Papa was not too pleased. Amalei, Rav Papa, no. Maishna delei chashishli. Why you don't care about me? Why are you putting me in the line of fire? Amalei, at shaita tayamaslach. You are a wealthy man. Your business is booming. Everything is going great for you. You know, clearly you've got good mazel right now. And to the extent you have good mazel, you're not going to be injured. So again, you see that mazel seems to be something which affects one's susceptibility to mazikin and shadim and so on.
Is the shade attack more than one person? I thought once is a group of people that shadim stay away. It's only one out of one.
The question is that don't we say that shadim attack only one person when he's by himself? So the Gemara in Kedushin speaks about certain shadim which will only attack one person. And others that they only attack, but other ones which will attack even two. The Gemara tells a story. I'm sorry. No, but there was a group of three. It was a group. The Gemara in Kedushin says that there are certain shadim which are so harmful that they'll even attack two even during the day. So seems that there's different types. Good. So the Gemara Michad Betamuz Ad Shitzar Bey. So, from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz until the 16th, curiously, and up until Shavuos Tammuz, Vaday Shchichi, these shadim are definitely prevalent, whereas Mikan Ve'elech, Safik Shchichi, Safik Le Shchichi. Maybe yes, maybe no, may ask, but I thought Shavuos Tammuz onwards is a much worse time of year, and they say, yeah, but this has to do more with like the Teva of the world, and so on. And a lot of them are found in the shade of a type of asev, which has not grown and developed one amma's worth. And it's found in the early morning cell, also which is smaller than one amma long, high. The ikr betula de beis hakisei, but they're primarily found in the shade of the beis hakisei. We know that the beis hakisei bizman chazal was out in the middle of the fields, and as we know from other sources, that was a place where mazikin and shadim used to frequent. Amar Rabbi Yosef, just to see if there was anything else. One second. Yeah, no, it's the next piece. Yeah, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Hani tlas Mile Yahiv Arboina Linahira. There's three things which cause a person, Rahmanah Son, to become blind. Man the Sarak Reshi Yavesh, if a person passes a comb through one's dry head, a dry hair, or man the Shasi Tif Tif, and if a person drinks kind of like drops as they come out of a barrel, drop by drop, or man the Sayim Sane Adamai Sikari. And someone who puts on his shoes whilst his legs and his feet are still wet. And again, some of them, Mefarshim say, they say especially the last one, people who sometimes make, a person wears sandals, goes to the mikvah, doesn't wait till his feet are dry. Taloi bevese, this is actually something which is brought to halacha. Taloi bevese, kasha l'ani yusuf. A person hangs up, pass, hanging on a peg, on a hook, in his house with bread, hangs bread up, kasha lani yusa. That is something which can cause poverty. Kedami yinshi, like people say, tala silsa, tala mezaina. Like you're kind of hanging up and suspending your mezainas, the past, you are suspending and hanging up your mezainas. V'le'amar and ella rif, that's only by bread. But when it comes to meat and fish, that is fine, says the Gemara. Party, but basically if a person's got bran scattered on in his house, kashlan yus, that's also kashlan yus, if it's on the floor. Nijvara, the vase, if you've got the breadcrumbs on the floor, kashlan yus, like they say, Lamash, if a person wants to sprinkle breadcrumbs, you should sprinkle it in a place where people will not tread over it, because it's kashlan yus. Balel Shabbos says, Balel Revius, Sharu Mazikin Levei. On a Friday night and on a Wednesday night, the Mazikin kind of are around these breadcrumbs and so on. Say again?
Is that Tuesday night?
On Tuesday night, thank you very much. Balel Revius, yeah, Tuesday night and Friday night. Correct. Isra de Mezenas, so the Tsar who is Mamuna on Mezenas, Nikid Shmei, it's a lashon of Nikid, which is a lashon of Nikias, and if he sees like these crumbs which are strewn everywhere, Isra Dan Yusa Nasar, which is Mamuna on Anias, Novel Shmei is called Novel, which is a lashon of Lichluch, and Mefarshim say that in a place which is Maluchluch and filthy, that brings about that particular mazik, that particular shade. A little bit in Yana de Yoma, and they say that, they say like this, yeah, it says in Hilchas Pesach, Shochanov says that after one does B'dikas Chametz, you should be careful with it, and one of the things he says is, Yani Chenu Ba'avir, you know, hang it up. So says the Kaf HaChayim, even though the Gemara says in Pesachim you're not supposed to hang up bread, being that he's doing it in order not to be nechshel in chametz, he's doing a mitzvah, in which case we can say shem a mitzvah leyedid avera. Magen Avraham says also when it comes to the afikomen, what do you do with it? He says you can pierce it, ulit loisein, and then you hang it up. So it seems to be that, you know, when you're doing something for a dvar mitzvah, we're not so concerned. He quotes in the Kitzur Shla and the Ben Ish Chai that they say, even if you're doing it for a dvar mitzvah, that is not enough of a heter to matter it, and you should be careful, even for a dvar mitzvah, you shouldn't hang up bread. No, you're being shemrit, you know, you're being shemrit to put it aside to eat later on, and therefore, you don't need to be concerned. Good, says the Gemara. Tsa'a apuma de chatzpa. If you put a ka'ara on top of a jug, kashlan yusa, it is kashlan yis, mandashasi maya, but tsa'i, someone who drinks mayim from this ka'ara, kasha lebruksi, it's bad for your eyes, the achel tachli, someone who eats, cress, vale mashayadi, and he doesn't end up washing his hands afterwards, so then mefached tzwas and yemen, he will have daiga for 30 days, and he won't exactly know why. to Masoich is someone who's makis dam from his shoulders, Ulay Mashi Yadi, doesn't wash his hands, Mafrit Shiva Yema, he'll be scared and fearful for 7 days. The Shakal Mazi is someone who removes his fingernails. His hair, he has a haircut, Ulay Mashi Yadi, and he does not wash his hands, Mafrit Tlasa Yema, he'll be fearful for 3 days. The Shakal Tukra here, someone takes his fingernails, Ulay Mashi Yadi, Mafrit Chadiyam, will be fearful for 1 day. Yada my kamafchid, and he won't necessarily know exactly the reason for his fear. Okay, I guess we will have to call it here.